All right, let's get the coaches. We'll start with, you guys have, John, you have a mic there, right? We're going to start with John Giannini, get his thoughts about the tournament and whatever else what's on your mind this morning. John, go ahead.
Thanks. First, a personal note to Bill and Will. You may not realize this, but I know I'm speaking for myself, and there's other people who know you feel the same way. You were really an inspiration to me this year and our team. I think the best thing that sports teaches us is not how to work hard. It's not teamwork. It's how to get through tough times. We had injuries. We had a tough year. But who teaches you how to be tough? It's the people you come across in life that face greater challenges. And we brought people like you up to our team and said, listen, if they could battle cancer, we could get through an injury. If they could battle cancer, we could deal with the loss. You have no idea the amount of people that you aspire. I know Phil often says, listen, the coaches are up here just because people love college basketball, but we're no heroes, and we really mean that. We're here because we get to coach certain teams. Heroes are people like yourselves that just show tremendous courage and deal with real life challenges, that deal with great challenges, and you're an inspiration to us. And many people who battle cancer who were not up on this stage, you're inspiring the people that are close to you, people who fight against this in voluntary roles and in the medical profession. It's an inspiration. And, you know, we were inspired by people like you this year. In terms of basketball, we played Kansas this year. I know Dump did. Afterwards, I asked Dump if he had ever played against a better team, and he said no. I had never seen a better team as an assistant or as a head coach either. So they're going to be heavily favored. If anyone knocks them off, I like Georgetown. In the other bracket, we played in a tournament out in Oklahoma and got to see UTEP up close. They're shockingly talented for a number 12 seed. And Butler has a wonderful team. I'm surprised they're seeded so low, because they've won like 20 games in a row. But that is one of the best first-round games in my mind, Butler-UTEP. And I could see Butler winning that game. UTEP winning that game and going a little bit further. I like Villanova's chances because Jay Wright's an even better person than he is a coach. But, you know, last year they beat an outstanding Duke team, and they've certainly shown they're capable of beating everyone in their bracket. In an upset on that side, I like Old Dominion over Notre Dame. On the other side, again, one of the two best first-round games, I think, is the one I mentioned with UTEP, then Temple-Cornell. Last year, Jay's toughest game was not UCLA. It wasn't Duke. It was American. When you play highly skilled teams that can make a lot of threes and have seniors, that's a tough, tough game. So Dump and Cornell and Temple are going to have a wonderful first-round game. And, of course, West Virginia is battle-tested through the Big East, so I could see them knocking off Kentucky on that side. So it'll be a great tournament. And, again, I just appreciate all the people coming out here. It's a thrill to be a Big Five coach, and we're inspired by all of you. Thank you.
Thank you, John.